Bartlesville head swim coach Chad Englehart is on the line with us following Bartlesville's 42nd swim state championship over the weekend. First one in a few years, Lady Bruins able to beat Jinx for a team state title, had four individual state titles, three relay state champions as well. And coach, before we get into the individuals, just your overall thoughts on the weekend and how it went.
Relieved, excited. Super happy for the kids. I think the end of the season has come a little with a little bit of disappointment the last couple of years, and it was just really heartwarming to see the smiles and the relief on their hearts that they'd finally kind of fulfilled their vision and their mission for what they wanted to do. So I was really, really happy for them.
And let's talk about it on the girls' side. That's a team that you had high expectations from the get-go. I mean, I think you as much said that they probably were the favorite to win state, and that's some pretty significant pressure on a group of high schoolers, and impressive that they were able to kind of hold on throughout the season to that.
Yeah, the pressure's definitely been on them the last three seasons. Like I said, the last 2 years, they've been knocking right on the door and just a couple of missed opportunities here and there, and we fell a little short. And this year, they were pretty determined not to let it be all that close. I think it was a little over 100 points, and they put on quite a show.
Yeah, they came within a point a year ago. Does that make this maybe a little bit sweeter for some of those girls who have been around that obviously were a little bit heartbroken 365 days ago?
I think so. I think you saw a lot of relief and joy and just delayed gratification for all their efforts.
Let's talk about the team's performances. I know you had three relay championships. You had a couple state records that you broke, and then four individual state championships that were by two different underclassmen girls.
Yeah, winning all three relays was outstanding. Those and they won them pretty convincingly, especially that 400 free relay at the end of the meet. I think that kind of put an exclamation point on what we did all day. Anna and Addie were outstanding as individuals. They were undefeated for the meet. Everything they swam, they ended up at the top of the podium. I couldn't be any more proud of them. And that's really who this group has been every day in practice. They have pushed each other. They have challenged each other. They have set a standard that they expected of themselves and their teammates, and I think that was very evident on Saturday. Saturday is a pressure cooker, and like you said, there was a lot of pressure on them, and every girl stood up and swam really well. We had almost 100% lifetime best on Saturday, and that's what it's all about, is performing when the lights are the brightest.
I talked about the two younger girls who are really outstanding individually, but you had five seniors on that group as well. How much did they have to do with kind of bringing up Anna and Addie and helping them navigate their first couple years of varsity swim?
I think they were immeasurably important. I don't know that the stats will show it out that way as far as overall points. I know 1/3 of our relay points came from seniors. A good chunk of our individual points came from seniors, but I feel like their stability, their foundational character was what made the difference all year long. I could rely on those girls to be there every single day, to be on task every single day, to really understand where we were going and why we were doing the things we were doing. And I thought they really grounded this team and kept them focused and driven on the right path. So I think those five seniors are going to be impossible to replace, and we're just going to have to figure out a new formula for next year.
On the guys' side, I know it was going to be tough to earth up Jinx, and you finished second, but that felt like a good result for them, and you had some good results on the guys' side individually as well.
Oh yeah, the boys were outstanding. To get around Edmund North and to be competitive on that every single event, we took nine boys down, 18 individual events, and we had 18 individual events on Saturday in the finals. Every single swim that we took down on the boys' side made it back to the finals, and performed really, really well. When you look at the pictures at the trophy celebrations, our boys are not exactly monsters. Pretty small, and boy, did they fight and really get after it. What they did and who they are. Jenks was twice our size at least, and in some cases, literally, physically twice our size. And we never backed down, never surrendered any fight or any race. We were in it till the end, and I thought the boys did an outstanding job to be able to bring that trophy home.
It had been 5 years for you since the last one, and that's just how it goes sometimes in high school sports. But how nice was it for you to be able to bring home another state championship after, for you guys, it was a little bit longer of a drought?
I, like I said earlier, I think I was so happy for those girls. I think the last 2 years have been kind of heartbreaking. We've put a lot of pressure on them, a lot of expectations, and they just felt a whisper short of being a half a point last year. And I felt like this year was redemption and for all those struggles they went through. And it was really neat to see that senior class be able to hoist that trophy and smile about all the effort they had put in to achieve that goal.
Awesome, Coach. Anything?
Other than a big shout out to our crowd, our parents, our supporters were outstanding. We had multiple, past state champions in the stands. We had state champions from the 80s that were here and state champions from those first five titles in 2015 through 19 were there. We had parents dressed up in mascot uniforms. Our parents really do an amazing job of supporting the kids and the whole community with the send-off we had Thursday. It's really a wonderful place to be and to work and to lead.